know.
Shavua Tov.
Good evening.
Ariella.
I'm going to mute since we have two.
Okay.
Muting.
Shavua Tov. Good evening. We'll be counting the Omer. Last night, we counted 37 days of the Omer. Step one is the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabari Chavish Kinte Bidchilu Erchimu Udchilu Ve'achda L'Shem Yudhe Bavate V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Ba'im L'Kayem Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer La'asot nachat ruach le'otreinu v'la'asot ratzon boreinu. V'ayinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asai yadeinu kanunei aleinu ma'asai yadeinu kanuneihu. We will now connect in step two to the verses that prepare our consciousness to count the Omer properly. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Be Adi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Hazdecha Leolam Ba'ase Yadicha El Tereh Ekra Le Elohim El Yon Le El Gomer Alai Ya'avor Alai Yareh Mitvoseset B'damayich Vayomar Lecha B'damayich Tayyeh Vayomar Lecha B'damayich Tayyeh Barki nafshi et Adonai, Yohe wahe Adanu yo, Yohe dawanu heyo, Elohim Elohe gedalta meod, Hod vehadar levosh lavashta, O teor kesh shama no teshmaim kariya. Step three is the blessing. Baruch ata, I'll lift the top, the hay of Malchut. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo. Yud Hei Wahei, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kirishanu B'mitzvotav, Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Tayon Shmonav Ushloshim Yom LaOmer, Shehem Chamisha Shavuot Shilosha Yamim. Today is the 38th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 3 days. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mhera b'yameinu. Step six is the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We'll stop at a word, we'll stop at a letter. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er pana vitanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha, v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu v'raninu ki tishvot amin mishor l'meim ba'aretz tan'eim. The letter Chet. The letter Chet is made up, written with a Vav on the right and a Zion on the left. And connected is the house on the top. The Vav and the Zion, total 13. The Chet is a vaccine to support unification. The letter, the word Chet, has an aspect of sin. But it's the Vav and the Zion that create unity, that unifies the sin with all of holiness. How will you do teshuvah for your sins so that you can cleanse yourself and become more holy? Tan hem sela. Yaducha amim kulam. Elohim, Yaducha mim Elohim. The word Elohim is the 38th word. Elohim is the name of God. It's also the name of the leaders of the various and the angelic leaders of the nations. The name of God has to do with judgment. How do you prevent yourself from judging others and stay focused on judging yourself? Yaducha amim kulam. Eres na yuvulayu varkeinu. Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkenu Elohim Yiru Oto Kol Afsei Aretz. Step 7 is the Anabakoa. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Yadulat Shemincha Tatir Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutah Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora. Ufrey Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehud Ka, Eva Bat Shamrein, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudav Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Ratanei Sitkarcha, Tamid Gamlein, Etet Resh, Tavitav Gimel. Hasin Kadosh, the road to Ha, Nael Adatecha, Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gee, Lamcha Penei, Zochre Kiddushatecha, Yud Gimelamet, Hezayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, the letter Kuf is the 38th letter. Letter Kuf is a double agent It feeds the negative system, but just enough to, for them to survive. To get more than survival, they have to induce us to sin. So we will transfer the energy that we received to do the good action to them. The letter Kuf means a monkey who pretends to be human. How do we make sure that we do not pretend to be human, but are actually growing spiritually? Ushma tiyakatenu yodeya ta'alumot shinkufav tadiyuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabas Talk, we say in a whisper, Step 8 is the journeys in the desert. The 38th journey is we left Ovot and camped in Iyei Ha'avarim on Moab's borders. From Ovot, things just continue to get worse. They arrive at Iyei Ha'avarim, literally, the desolate passes. Rashi says that Iyei means ruins. Ha'avarim is from the word avera, from a sin. Spiritual displacement, ha'avera, moving away. Thus, Iyei Ha'avarim can be translated as the ruins of sin, or the ruins of displacement. Whenever you feel disconnected or lost, you are going through this part of the journey. An aimless life is a desolate one. Nothing is being built. Every effort ends up going nowhere. The antithesis or displacement is feeling like you belong and you are connected. You sense that your life has purpose and that you are building something everlasting, reflecting your indispensable contribution. Now we conclude with journeys, which cover the last stages of the life's journeys on earth. Step 9, the paragraph that counts the Omer. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, lavdecha lispor sefirat ha'omer, yedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatata betorata huspartem, Lachem mimacharad ha-shabbat. Miyom ha-viyachem meto omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot mimot. Tihiyena mimacharad ha-shabbat. Ha-shivi tesifiru kamishim. Yom kidei sheyitacharu. Nafshot amcha Yisrael. Mizo hamatam uvachem, tihi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai yohewahe, adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo, Eloheinu, Elohe avotenu, shebizchut sefirata omer, shesafarti hayom, yetukan ma shebagamti besefira. Tiferet Shubi Yisod. Tiferet is beautiful. Tiferet is balance. Yisod is a foundation. Yisod is creativity, creation, sexuality. What is the foundation of beauty? V'yet taher v'yet kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen, Selah. The prophet connected to Tiferet Shebe Yesod is Uriah ben Shemaio. Today's class is a Zohar class. We do a Zohar class on Motzei Shabbat, so our first spiritual action of the new week is the study of the Zohar. The parasha this coming week is Bamidbar, and we will be reading section 1. Bamidbar only has 8 sections, and we have covered all 8, so it is time to start over. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that opens up to a landing page of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the first parasha in the book of Bamidbar, which is the parasha of Bamidbar. When you open up, scroll to the first section, and that is where we will begin. I believe it's verse 1. And we will start with a Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kucha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu. Urchimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urchimud. Lea Akta, Lishem, Yud, He, Bavav, He, Yehuda, Shilim, Beshem, Kol, Yisrael. Limud, Torah, Mitzvah. Lasok, Torah, Mitzvah. Lahi, Noam, Adonai, Eloheinu, Alena, Masei, Adenu, Kanane, Alena, Masei, Adenu, Kananehu. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai, v'yohel moed v'gomer, Rabbi Abba petach v'ivra Elohim et ha'adam, v'tzalmo v'gomer ha'ichira itmar, tachatzi b'shata v'vara kudsha b'richu. Le Adam Naved, Le Yabedi Yukna, De Ilae, Utatae, Waka Wakalil, Mikola, Waka Wana Horea Nahir, Misife, Alma, Ad Saife, Alma, Waka Wodhalin. And Hashem spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with, "So Elohim created man in his own image. We have learned this verse. Come and see. At the time the Holy One, blessed be He, created the man, He made him in the image of the upper beings and the lower beings. And he was the combination of all. His light illuminated from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and everyone feared him." The commentary. Did you ask the questions, who or what is everyone? What does fear mean in this context? Have you asked the question, what is the true meaning of the term tent of meeting? Which is actually Oel Moed. Oel Moed can also be translated as a tent of time. What does tent of time mean? A tent is a temporary dwelling, but it is different than a sukkah, which is also a temporary time. When you read elsewhere in the Torah about the construction of the Oel Moed, there is no tent as we know it today. So what is an Ohel? Actually, Ohel is spelled incompletely, missing a vav. Spelled without the vav, the word means aromatic wood. With the vav, it means shelter. Thus, Oel Moed means a shelter from time, or a shelter within time. There are lots of questions. Perhaps we will get some answers as we read this relatively long section of Zohar. Pasuk 2. Ve'agid ha'uk'muha id le'istakla ve'ya b'haikera ve'yivra Elohim et adam b'talmo b'telem Elohim bara oto kewan d'amar b'talmo my b'telem Elohim b'ra oto ela v'day terein targin d'klilan d'kar v'du ba chad lidkar v'chad l'nukva. And though it was settled, we must look into this verse. For Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim, he created him. Since it already said his image, why repeat again? In the image of Elohim, he created him. He answers, there were two levels in the man, since he was composed of male and female. Therefore, there is one for the male, that is, so Elohim created, and one for the female, that is, in the image. And I am adding, two levels can be as explained here, male and female. It can also be above and below. Another aspect is internal and external. Another way is good and evil. There are actually many ways to describe the aspect of duality. Why is only male and female being used here to explain in the desert of Sinai? The third pasuk. Ugin kach du partzufin awo vaday v'seifa dikra o kach diktiv v'kar unkavek nekeva arautam v'kalil hawa mitrein sitrin. Ya'agid edukva achidat besitro ahiyo name kalila mitrein sitrin lemehewe kalim dekola. And as a result of this, there were assuredly two faces, male and female. And the end of the verse proves it, since it is written, male and female, he created them, and he was composed of both aspects. Although the female was attached to his side, she on her own was also composed of two sides, which are chesed and judgment, to be complete in all. A commentary. This answer is confusing to me. If we are seeing male and female as an aspect of the tree of life, then male represents mental attributes of Keter, Chachma, and Bina. The female represents Chesed and Geburah as the higher emotions, or is it higher ethics and morals? Again, many questions flow from this Zohar. Fourth verse. Wahawa mistaka behatmata Eila witata kewan desara Idmatu partsufin Behatmata istalakat Minea velahawa mistaka Ela bemile de gufea Vatar oli benim meilae Vitatae La it yashav Avda be alma Adi oli Ar umineya Ashtil alma de igre shayet Behauk muha. And he used to observe with wisdom up and down. Because he sinned, these faces diminished. Wisdom disappeared from him. He was only concerned with his own bodily matters. And afterwards he begot sons from above and below. And his Abel was from the upper aspect and came from the lower. And neither of them inhabited the earth, since none of them left any descendants in the world. And he fathered a son, namely Seth, and from him the world was planted. This has been explained. And I am adding, it is interesting to note that he was first born as Cain and not Abel. The firstborn is generally considered the greater, the stronger energy. Yet Abel is related here by Rabbi Ashlag to be from the upper realms. This is something to contemplate. Fifth verse. Siakada alma tata'a Aishtalim velahawa Shalim velaishteka Kiyumeya adiata Abraham Vidkayayim alma avala ishtalim Ad the Avraham Ishtika Beya the Alma Viatid Beya Bimina Kiman Diahi Bimina Lemandanafil Ata Yitzhak Viahid Videya the Alma Bismala the Itkayam Yatir Kewan the Atayako Ahi the Emtaita the Gufa the Itkalil Bitrin Itrin Itkayam Alma Velahawa Mitbotet. In spite of all this, the world below was not finished and complete and was not sustained on its own until Abraham came along. The world was sustained but not completed until Abraham was present in the world and held on to the world with his right hand, that is Chesed, as one who holds and assists the right hand of someone who fell. Isaac came along and held the world's hand with the left hand, that is Givurah, and the world was sustained even more. Then Jacob came along. He held on to the center with the body, that is the central column, and became included in both sides, the right and the left, and the world stood firm and did not collapse. I am adding, the world was sustained on its own prior to Abraham. What does being sustained on its own actually mean? Nature goes along in a natural progression. Rain comes because man asks for it. If the world was destroyed through rain due to the negative actions of man prior to the birth of Abraham, man's actions have corrupted the natural processes of the earth over the centuries, even before the flood. The warnings were given but were not heard. Now Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came and come into the world, and the world stands on its own. It stands firm and does not collapse, yet it is still not complete. This is one meaning in this Zohar. We need to hear this warning. Completion is the goal, not sustaining the world, but completing the world. That is the work of man. The sixth verse. Beim kol dalashtil v'shar shoad bioli teresar shivatim v'shabahim nafshan v'ashtil alma v'akida la'ishtalim adika v'ilu Israel raita Beturat Sinai, Beit Kamashkena, Kedain Eid Kayamu, Almin Vishtelimu, Beit Besamu, Elain with Tatain. And with all this, the world was not properly planted with its roots until Jacob begot 12 tribes and 70 persons, and the world was planted. Even so, it was not completed until the time of Israel, when we received the Torah and the tabernacle was erected. At that time, the worlds could exist and were completed, and the higher and lower beings were scented. I am adding. What does it mean that the world was completed when Israel received the Torah? Death came back into the world with the building of the golden calf. The world fell into error and became incomplete again. So why the Zohar says that the world was completed with the receiving of the Torah? Actually, it is a corruption, since the actual Aramaic means the gift of the Torah. The world is not complete until each person receives the Torah, something which has not yet happened. Pasuk 7. Kewan diorayta umashkina. Ito kamu ba'aku chabarifu v'mifkad helo deoraita tayamaha yalin inun deoraita tayamaha yalin inun demashkena tachati komila Deva ele ityashva vedukteya lamityashva adikar befumadit meneala ofakaba kudshabarifu vermifkad parayalin Deoraita Hayali Demashkana Kulhu Awokehad Willa Mit Parshe Daminda Kola Kegavna Dilela Deoraita Umashkena la mitparashe diminda de azlin kirkahada. So since the Torah and the tabernacle were erected, namely Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, and the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to count the troops of the Torah. How many legions are there in the Torah? In Zeron, Pin, how many hosts are in the tabernacle, which is Malchut? This means that he wanted to count Israel, who are the legions of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. Come and see. Every item that needs to be settled in its place, that is to link properly the branch below to its root on top, does not settle until it is uttered by mouth and is counted. Here also the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to count the soldiers of the Torah and the soldiers of the tabernacle in order to tie Israel to their roots above, which are Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, called Torah and Tabernacle, and they are all united and are inseparable from each other. Everything is in a likeness of above, since their roots, the Torah and the Tabernacle, are joined and inseparable from each other and are in unison. I am adding. Please consider that what is being said here by the Zohar is that the speaking in the physical world and the counting in the physical world is a process that connects the spiritual root level of something to the manifested physical level in this world. How many times have you counted things without using your fingers and hands or moving your head? Most of us do not even recognize this automatic yet gestures of the human body for what they actually do, unite spiritual and physical. Verse 8. Ugin kachayaleon alin v'machush banalishta moda Yabaihu bari nun acharani leitlon hushbana ukin kach itivaya daber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai bio el moed ibio el moed Amai b'mid bar Sinai ela ad le'oraita v'ad le'mashkena. Therefore, Israel, who are the legions of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, are counted so that they are known, in addition to the others who had no number, namely the women and those younger than 20. Therefore it is written, and Hashem spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting. If it is in the tent of meeting, why is it required to mention that it was in the wilderness of Sinai, since it is known that the tent of meeting was in no other place except in the wilderness of Sinai? He replies, once is for the Torah, namely Zeron, Pin, and once is for the tabernacle, that is, Malchut. I am adding. Have you ever asked why the children and the women were not counted? Is it because they are code words for things that need to be concealed and not revealed? The ninth verse. V'hai v'hai v'echad l'chosh v'lachodesh ha'sheni v'shana ha'sheni t'v'kol ha'chad v'hai yikre chodesh ziv remez v'ha'hu yarcha v'shachta v'nahir l'si ha'ra v'ha'kedein almin Uhu ishtekahu ishlimu v'tzeitam me'eretz mitzrayim li'ishtamuda v'hakadachu Israel Mimitzrayim, B'chodesh HaRashon Hawa. And both Torah and Tabernacle were on the first day of the second month in the second year. That is the secret of Giborah and the illumination of Chokmah of the left. Since the month of Nisan is the right column, and Chesed and Iyar is the left column, and Giborah, and all is one. That is, the right and the left were joined in harmony as one. This month is also called the month of Ziv, literally brightness, alluding to the month and year that is luminous to the moon. That is Malchut, since the main perfection of Malchut is from the left column. The secret of the second month and second year. At that time, all the worlds are whole, like Malchut that is their root. After they were come out of the land of Egypt, the scripture informs us here that when Israel left Egypt, it was the first month. That is to say, they went out from the aspect of the first month, which is Chesed, and the right column, and of the first month, which is, and then they were perfected also from the aspect of the second month, which is Giborah, in the left column. And I am adding, when one unites right and left, creating central, one is creating one out of three. Chesed and Giborah being described in this Zohar is the frame of reference of a year, and also the frame and reference of the level of freedom. The 10th verse. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach, Hashem Zekaranu, Yivarech, Yivarech, Et Beitui Gomeh, Hashem Zekaranu, Yivarech, Ilein Guvrim, Dehawo, Alim B'chushvana, Mad Berav, Gut Shabarifu, Mivarech, Lon V'yosif, Alayhu Bekol Zimna. Rabbi Yitzhak began the discussion with, Hashem has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house. Hashem has been mindful of us, he will bless us, refers to the men who were included in the count of the desert, whom the Holy One, blessed be he, blesses, and to whom he adds more each time. I am adding, this is the Zohar that teaches the counting in the desert included an increase in energy injected into the people, men, women, and children. Why did the children of Israel need an increase in energy? They needed an injection of desire, which is actually energy. And today we use the word consciousness. We are halfway through this section. We don't have enough time to finish the section in our allotted hour. So we will finish it on Thursday in our regular Zohar class. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I will remind you that tomorrow we have three classes. One is at 10:30 East Coast time, where we will be discussing a unique holiday of Yom Yerushalayim and the Rainbow Day. Our 3 o'clock class will be Advanced Reincarnation. And our 7:30 or 4:30 class, we will again count the Omer. I bid you all Shalom Gadol, a good week. Shavua Tov. Shalom to all. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Have a Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.